Mel here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle. Today, I'm actually going to give you some of my thoughts around the CrossFit Open. Some of you that have following my stories will see that I have been posting around it. And one, I wanted to teach a little bit about it. And two, if you're already a CrossFitter, give you some of my own perspectives around this whole process. But before we get started, I just wanted to remind you, if you have missed my current Thrive program that is in session at the moment, the next one won't run until June. Getting on that waitlist is going to have you not only getting a discount, but making sure you don't miss anything, getting like recipes and freebies and things like that down the track, staying connected. And if I do run a free protein challenge, that is the place you'll find about it first. So I will drop the link here for that. Make sure you jump on that waitlist and be ready for the next round to rock and roll. So the CrossFit Open, I've had a few people message me asking what it is. So firstly, I wanted to like just explain to you what we do. So obviously I do CrossFit. In CrossFit, once a year we have the CrossFit Open, and what that is for 3 weeks we all get to do the same workout every week. So here in Australia it drops on a Friday morning. It's Thursday in America and other parts of the world. So they have a couple of athletes, they announce what the workout's going to be, no one knows what it is. A couple of athletes jump on and do it, like competitively, and then the rest of the community then get the next 4 or 5 days, or it's not five, but maybe 4 days, we get 4 days to do it. So it comes out Friday morning for us, and then Tuesday morning, like early this morning, was the cutoff to have your scores in. So we are now into week 3. This morning was the cutoff for the second week workout. And then this Friday, the last week announces. So this is the start of the CrossFit season. So competitive athletes, they go through and do this. Well, everyone gets to do it. So here's the thing, you get to just test yourself. It's like testing week. So I look at training and I think, I train hard all year. This is the time of the year I get to test that training and see how I'm actually going. So from here, the top 25% of your age group then go to the next stage, and there's another round of qualifications. Then the top, I think for masters it might be, actually I don't know how many it is, go to the semifinals, and then from there you go to the CrossFit Games. So it's like a qualification process. So yesterday, for those of you following my stories, I actually did a redo on this week's workout, which I don't normally do, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that because just to give you some understanding about why I would put myself through that. It was a 20-minute workout. Week one, I definitely did not want to repeat that workout. And generally, when a workout comes through and I do it, I don't feel the need to repeat it. This week, though, after I did it, the workout had rowing, deadlifts, and double unders, which is skipping, in it. I just wondered to myself whether I could have rowed a bit faster. I wondered to myself if I could have done transitions a bit quicker. And when I find myself thinking about that, then I'm like, you know what, maybe I will do it again. Now, this is not because I am trying to qualify to go to the CrossFit Games. I am miles off the pace. Like, I am nowhere near good enough to go to the CrossFit Games. The people at the top of the leaderboard, the top 20 in the world, are like incredibly fit and strong, and I'm not in that category. For example, I'm like 155th in the world. So I'm like a long way off being, so I definitely wasn't doing it because I think I'm anywhere near in contention to go to the CrossFit Games. For me, the reason I did it was for my own personal benefit. So I wondered to myself, could I have done a better job? it was only for my own purpose, because I think to myself, I actually go to training. I'm a pretty consistent person when it comes to training. I train 5 or 6 days a week. I train hard. This is the time of the year that I'm getting tested on it. I want to do the best job I can do. And so personally, I was like, this is my chance to do that. So I did work myself up into a little bit of a state, I will tell you. I think when you've done a workout and it was 20 minutes and it was actually quite hard, right before I was going to go again last night, I was like, maybe I don't have to do this. Like, I know that it's going to be painful and I can promise you it was. So I did do a better score and I'm super happy today about it, but yesterday it was a painful process. But I think that I learned a few things from it. And this is what I learned. One is that this is just what I care about. It was me wanting to know whether I could do a better job, and I did. And so I feel satisfied with that. The second thing is that we can do hard things. So we actually, as human beings and as we get older, I think it's easy to not do hard things. So I worked myself up into a little bit of a state yesterday because I kept thinking about the workout. I knew I wanted to do it. I was running it in my head and it made me nervous. And then I got to the gym and one of our other guys was doing the redo, and watching him do it then made me even more nervous. And nobody is making me do it. So I could have literally, the minute before, said, I'm not doing it, gone home, had dinner, gone to bed, done. But actually, what I do know is that as human beings, we need to do hard things. And when we do hard things, not only do we overcome that challenge in our head, because that's all it is, it's the overcoming the challenge in your head, you actually feel good. I felt proud of myself. It would have been way easier for me yesterday, and I would have had a much nicer day if I didn't have to do that workout and work myself up into a state and deal with my nervousness and all of the feelings and everything. However, I got into bed last night and I felt proud because I did it and I gave it a crack, and I didn't know if it would be better. And if it hadn't have been better, I would have had to sit with that as well. But I did it. And so you hear me talk about Andrew Huberman a lot. He has just been talking, and actually I was listening to David Goggins yesterday. I was listening to him interview David Goggins yesterday, and I was trying to pull some inspiration and motivation from David Goggins, and Andrew was telling him that there's a part of your brain that actually grows when you do things you don't want to do. And I think it's the prefrontal cortex. I can't actually remember exactly what part of the brain. What it shows is that when you do something you don't want to do, for me, it's like ice bath. Yesterday, doing that workout, didn't want to do it. But then you make yourself do it, that part of your brain actually grows bigger. And what they notice is that part of the brain is bigger in athletes. It's bigger in people who are achievers, who overcome adversity. It's smaller in people who are obese. And what they now are finding is that part of the brain is like your will to live. So they are noticing that this part of the brain is bigger in people who live longer. So it's quite interesting as humans, and especially as we get to adulthood and we don't get pushed, right? Nobody was holding like a gun to my head telling me I had to do that workout yesterday. It was a choice that I made, which many of my peers at CrossFit were reminding me if I was crazy. One of my friends, Dale, he was like, Chanel, do you not remember what we did on Saturday and you want to do that again? He was making it very clear to me. However, when we do that, because it, like, what happens is we let ourselves off the hook, right? And we don't do hard things. And so when we don't do hard things, who are we letting down? We're actually just letting ourselves down. But what we're also doing is we're not growing that part of our brain, right? So you hear me talking about living a long time and being around a long time and living till I'm 100. This is one of the things is overcoming difficult things that we need to do in our day. For me, another one would be like doing an ice bath. I really find ice baths challenging. As soon as the ice bath isn't challenging though, it stops growing that part of the brain. So it has to be something that you really don't want to do. And for me, that certainly was the workout yesterday, but I overcame it and I did it. And then that part of the brain grows. So I wanted to share that with you, not only to help you understand a bit about what I'm doing at the moment with the CrossFit Open, and my reasoning for redoing the workout for my own personal, just my own personal journey of testing myself, if you like. I think also I will just give you the perspective that one of my friends who was really loved CrossFit, I lost her last year to cancer. And so often when this time of the year comes around, she is like right at the forefront of my mind, because I think she would love to be doing the CrossFit Open today or this week, or, you know, but she's not here to be able to enjoy that now. So I feel like I am doing it for her as well. Like, sort of like, definitely when I was driving back from the gym yesterday, I was like, Deb, go us, we did it. Like, I feel like her presence is around me, and I feel like the perspective it gives me that I get to do this because I'm fit and strong and healthy. She isn't here to be able to do that now. So sometimes it's perspective as well. But I just wanted to give you a little insight into where I was at and teach you a little bit about the CrossFit Open and what I'm doing at the moment, so you kind of understand it. Because quite a few people have asked me what it is. You were doing some hard things that challenge you, and that you overcome that urge to quit or not want to do it. So you understand that it's actually really good for your brain, and you will make yourself prouder in the process. So I hope I've inspired you with this information today to help you to get in and do that as well. As always, thanks for tuning in today. I hope that this little perspective helps you understand a bit about what I've been doing this week, especially if you've been watching my stories and seeing some of my random posts. And if you're not already following me on social media, go find me over there. I'll put the links in the notes, but I am basically at Chanel Stuck on Instagram and Chanel E Stuck on Facebook and Menopause Nutritionist on TikTok. So look forward to hearing from you over there. Make sure you shoot me a message and say hi, and jump on the wait list and make sure you are signed up for the next round to stay connected. And if you're happy to leave a review, a rating, share, like, follow, I truly would appreciate that. That's how other people can find this podcast and learn as well. And just have a beautiful day wherever you are in the world. Talk to you next time.